Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. Oh, hi. We're starting over.
Sorry, that was on repeat.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is repeat.
Repeat.
Rewind.
You are listening to a podcast that is recorded out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area.
Clearly the shit show that you love to hear every week.
Every week. And sometimes we're even driving in a car.
And sometimes we give you more than one.
And sometimes we just don't do anything.
Right.
Usually the month of December. But I'm thinking maybe an extra month off this year might be nice.
Oh, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know.
How about we just take off the entire year?
How about April 29th, at the 10-year anniversary, we just stop? Because 10 years is a pretty good run, right?
I guess.
I mean, 10 years of this shitty life, which has not really been too shitty. At some points, pretty shitty, but.
Yeah.
AKA crying episode.
Oh, this is what I was telling. I have stamps like that. I don't like that.
Oh, that I kind of like those. Let me see them before you sell them.
Okay.
Because I have one that has little animals with it. I like it.
Oh.
There's one. Okay. We'll talk about that.
This is that show.
Yeah. This is a show about periods, farts, poops, and crafting.
Yeah.
And
all laced with gay shit.
Right. And it's all related into a gay, big old gay
podcast.
Ball. Gay ball. So you guys.
It's a little warm in here.
Oh, I'll get it. Okay. You got it? I'll get it. Yeah, I got it. Okay. Do
Don't
the second one. That one's too fast. Do the second one.
I did do the second one.
Oh, okay. No, I mean the second click.
I did.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, you
at
guys.
Her old age, she's losing her.
I had to clean the studio up before we started recording, and then now it's hot up in her.
Woo, girl, because you know how I do with some heat. don't even know.
I can't even say what you do with the heat.
Oh no, I bring it.
You guys, guess what? Today
is March 5th. Birthday.
Is my 39th fucking birthday. 30.
Woohoo! 30.
Fucking ninth.
38, too many years.
I am 1 year away from being a gummy. A gay mummy. You know, because 40, literally, I.
Self-loather?
You have, like, in the gay world, if you're a straight listener, or if you're. One of our gigglers.
Gay adjacents.
Our gigglers. In the gay world, you're 21. You're, woo, I'm young. I can do anything. 25. But then
you're 22 dead. And you're like old.
And then 25, you're dead.
Right.
30, you're decomposing. 35, the maggots are just about done with you.
35, you don't even exist at 35.
And then 40, you're a mummy. You're petrified. They'll find you in 2 million years when they're excavating you out the side of a mountain because you're that big. And
I wish they would find me excavating.
They will find me right next to the...
Come on, baby. Let's excavate.
They will find me right next to 45... Or 450-million-year-old T-Rex named Suzette instead of Susie or Sue.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, today's my 39th birthday, so if you want to send me something, send me an email. I'll give you a link.
Were you juggling your tatas? I'm
juggling my tats.
Yes, but you were doing it from your knees. So I don't know.
I'm 39. At 40, your tits go straight to your knees. I think that's for everyone.
At 40, your tits are hanging on your... They're in the back.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm really thirsty this morning.
Real thirsty.
I don't have any crazy plans. Having dinner tonight, and then whatever happens after that happens. So,
what are you expecting to happen?
I'm expecting to go to Cozy Noodle and drink a lot and eat, and then come home and watch an episode of House of Cards and then go to sleep.
Wow. That's boring. See, my package says that it was delivered, and my mom says she didn't get it. Now that pisses me off.
Well, deal with it after the show, please. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, go ahead. Continue.
Maybe was it sent to your work or?
No, it was sent to my house and where I'm living.
Oh.
Anyway.
So yeah, that's all that I have. I haven't really had like a huge celebrate like birthday thing in a while. Probably since I was like 34. Ever since then, it's been pretty mild, I think.
I've had birthdays where I can't remember.
Oh, I've had those birthdays. I had one when the first year I was in Florida, and at that time of my life, I was like a super depressed person, was like on all these medications and stuff.
As opposed to your Ambien.
Oh, I was on Ambien at then.
God, girl.
I did Ambien and then stopped it for a long time, and now I'm back on it. Well, not really. Well, I kind of am, but illegally. Anyway, not really illegally. I just borrow the medication. But I have a year's supply, so I'm okay.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway.
This is reminiscent of last week's episode where you were talking about I have Xanax.
Xanax hoarder.
Yeah. Girl, she is a literal...
Girl, Xanax might go like the Quaalude and never be able to come back.
She is your street pharmacist. That's what you are. Oh my God. You are... I fear that you're going to end up like Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, God. I wish I was that rich and that thin.
I loved her. I loved her so
much. I was super sad when she died. Super sad.
I cried. I literally... Because, you know, even... I know this sounds horrible because you, like... You don't want to... Like, I don't know. It's just, it's sad to see someone go through stuff like that and have, not necessarily have a shitty life, because I don't think she had that much of a shitty life, but to be that kind of shit show
and revel in it,
it's like.
She didn't even get a chance to have a shitty life because she was just starting her shitty life. Well,
no, she had already started a while. Like, so her life was already at, like, that part of her life had already started. I think she was getting on track to becoming normal, like reeling in the crazy. Uh-huh. And then when do you know that her son died like a couple days before she died?
Yeah.
And then she ended up, oh my God, it's so sad, all because of drug overdose.
Y'all, welcome to Foul Monkeys, where we talk about current topics,
right? Sorry.
Like Anna Nicole Smith, Ronald Reagan, and
ew, nobody talks about that douchebag.
And who else do we talk about?
Mummies, clearly.
Yeah, mummies. So anyway,
let me ask you a question. What if you had the opportunity? I mean, I guess
I dressed up as an Anna Nicole at work one time.
That's funny.
As her ghost, I wore a sheet over my head and a fur boa, and I put a little mole on my face. I think there's a picture of it somewhere.
Oh my God. I'd love to see that picture.
And my friend Samantha went as Marilyn Monroe the same way.
Stupid. If you had the option, so let's not, I mean, like the options aren't limitless. They're, it's like you can pick whatever. What would be your ideal situation for your birthday?
I would love for on my like 40th birthday, it would be awesome if I could get like a lot of people to go to like Hawaii or somewhere like that. And just like, it doesn't have to be like party, but
just to have like your friends with you.
Yeah. And just like chill at the beach. And well, I don't really do the sun or.
Yeah. But don't you like the pool?
It's still, It's sunny.
Oh my God.
Just as long as I had a cabana, a little thing to sit in, I would be fine. And I would want people to bring me drinks like the whole time I'm there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, something like that would be cool. I mean, but I also kind of want to go on a cruise for my 40th birthday. So I don't know. My friend Gigi, her birthday's in May and she'll be 39. Mm-hmm. And we talked about doing a cruise like for our 40th birthday.
Well, that's fun. Like in between hers and yours.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
So I don't know.
I'm not
like a super crazy, like back in my younger days, I was a person that would like party all
You're
the
like,
time.
Bring the Coke and I don't mean to drink. Well, if you want to drink it, but
you could drink the drink with
right. With the non-drinkable drink.
Right. you could rub in the Coke with Coke.
Oh, I used to do that. That was fun. Oh my God, yeah. My youth.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know. I'm not like a big party person anymore. Although I could say that there's chill Ricky and, you know, chill out, drink, talk. But then if Ricky, this other Ricky, drinks a little too much and he gets to just that one point, 100. Like, I go from 10 to 100. Like, let's go out! Let's party! Let's take a flight! You know?
And by flight, he means the Coke.
Or to, what? Topeka.
Yeah. That's interesting. I don't know. I think I would want to... I don't know. I feel like I'd want to do... I would definitely want to do something similar in the sense of, like, have my friends with me. And so we could... But I would like to... I would do the opposite. Like, I would like to have a day where it's just me by myself on a...
Like
on
a
like,
spa day or something.
Yeah, well, like, on a spa day in an island. On an island. And then even maybe if I just did, like, that for the morning part to, like, the afternoon, early evening. And then the second part of it be, like, we're going to woohoo it up all goddamn night. Wall. Totally. Like, I don't need... And not so much, like, drugs, because, like, I don't... I'm not... I mean, I'll smoke weed, but that's as far as I'll go. So, like, maybe smoke it up and go hot, like, have some drinks and just party it up. But, like, literally where you're, like... When we did, like, for my friend's Vegas bachelor party, where we were, like, in the like, a cabana that costs, like, $12,000 to rent. Like, I'd rent one of that, have DJs playing, party people everywhere. Like, that's what I would like to do.
Party people! And then you have Mariah Carey show up and sing for us.
Oh, my God, amazing!
Joe in Dallas put a message on my Facebook, and it's a picture, and it says... It's 1990s Mariah Carey. Just stop and say happy birthday. Because 90s Mariah Carey is my favorite Mariah Carey. Just like 90s Janet is my favorite Janet.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty.
I've had a lot of birthday wishes, so thank you, everybody. And I haven't even gone through all the messages. I mean, millions.
Millions of zeros. You know what? Actually, she sent them all to herself.
0.0 million zeros. One.
Right. It's like, it was a thought. You know, I was thinking about. No, so, but this is kind of funny, though. So, like, outside of you and I, do you find yourself, like, having to send someone a message on Facebook and text messaging? Or do you just say, as long as I've made a point of contact, doesn't matter if it's Facebook or a message, like, how do you...
For happy birthday?
Yeah, because I always feel weird, like...
Well, there's three things here.
Uh-oh.
If it's just a Facebook friend, I've never met you in person.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, like, your friend's friends.
Oh. Like, I normally probably wouldn't do Facebook. I would just text the person.
Yeah, okay. You wouldn't feel like then... Because sometimes I feel like... I don't know. I feel... I struggle with that because I don't want them to be like... Oh, you didn't say anything to me on Facebook. Bitch, I sent you one. You replied.
You got it. Well, I would not react that way because I would much prefer a close friend of mine text me or call me than put it on Facebook. But I think the whole Facebook thing comes from, well, what if people don't? you know, I'm good friends with this person, but if I don't show up publicly, it's going to be weird.
Right.
You know,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't but say
I've
that.
I've been an awful person because I've been using the birthday list every day that I get mm-hmm. to take people off my Facebook.
Wait, what birthday list? Oh,
you know, it tells you right. every day whose birthday. And I'm like, if I don't bother to want to tell you happy birthday, you're gone. Most cases.
What was that? I couldn't hear it.
You're gone.
What? Did you say they're gone?
Gone. they're gone, but girl. I'm not also, like I said, I'm not on Facebook all the time. So mm-hmm. normally I don't know what's your birthday until like 3 days after your birthday. And I'm like, whoops, you know, because I don't go on Facebook like that.
I mean, not according to your Twitter feed, bitch, because you be on Facebook all the time.
But my Facebook is updated by Twitter.
I know. I'm like, girl, you are on this all the time. And then I see Twitter. I'm like, oh, you are just Twitter in every day.
What are you talking about? You're on Facebook at work.
I know.
On your work computer.
Yeah.
Crazy. I would never. I never put. You know what? I was always on my computer, my work stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I always have up my Google News feed. So as soon as something shows up on Google, I'm like, ooh, girl, did you
Wait, you actually read the news?
Yes.
Because really? Because TV. You're far behind on fucking pop culture.
But that's not news.
You know, it is.
Although I do know that conveniently they found a knife in O.J. Simpson's yard.
I mean, first of all,
just fucking say you're guilty. You've been found guilty. Say you're guilty.
Well, he wasn't. And the worst part about it is
he can say he's guilty now.
They can't. Right. Because they can't retry him because they've already tried him once in civil and once in criminal court. Yeah. And I think the criminal court is the one that he was not found guilty.
In the civil, he was found guilty, yep. But he didn't go to jail.
No.
He went to jail because he's a fucking dumbass.
Because he went to jail because he needed to go to fucking jail. But,
well, yeah.
I mean.
Did you see the recent picture of him?
Oh, he looking rough.
How do you get plastic surgery in prison?
Oh, really? He's still in prison.
It looks like he got a little.
Really?
Shot on the eyes.
Well, I'm going to have to look that up. I haven't seen that picture.
Yeah. It's the one that they showed recently. Apparently, there's a knife.
Yes.
And.
But it was being held. Is it supposed
to find him innocent or something? Or
like, no, it's supposed to. So the knife was found on the property, and the cops apparently could not find that. So, okay. So here's the thing, because I wanted to clarify things from the way I see it. Okay. So this is not all.
Again, we talk about current events.
Yes. This is not all. Not we know everything and nothing at all. Okay. Right. From what I understand, in the show and what actually happened, cause the show is following a book that was written based on the facts that were provided by the courts and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's pretty much factual. According to, that they couldn't find him. Well, besides the fact that they, that there was blood drops of, you know, his blood at the murder scene, at his house, in the car, on the glove, on the boots, like everywhere. There was also in that it was mixed with her blood and Ron Goldman's blood as well. So he was, on all accounts, guilty.
He was all up in there.
The problem is that they couldn't find the weapon, right? Okay, so that was the first problem. The second problem, there was, I think the his lawyers, because there was such racial tension between blacks and Hispanics and people of color, against the LAPD,
who are mostly
predominantly white, there was a lot of racial tension. So they used part of that as their scapegoat to get him off, on top of the fact that they
fucked up a lot of shit.
Yes, there was a lot of things that were not properly handled, like evidence. So, for example, there was an open thing of ice cream that had a spoon in there. Like, they should have used that as evidence. The gloves, the footprints.
There was tampering with stuff too.
There was tampering with stuff because the people, when the cops got there, they didn't, from what I understand, this is not my opinion, but from what I understand, they got there and immediately started fucking up stuff. And that was the reason that he was able to get off, because of the racial tension that was going on, because of the fact that he was a sports guy and he was black and rich, and because they used the whole tampering thing. The problem is that, and that's the reason why, like, when you see the show, when you watch the show, you see the perspective of Marsha Clark's side, and you see kind of where she fucked up in the sense of, like, the angles that she was going at it versus the angles that they were going at it. You know, O.J. Simpson and his set of lawyers, they were going at it from two very different angles. And the problem was, is that they never met. And so that's how she lost the case. It's actually,
is she still alive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's still alive. And she said it. She was on The View and a couple other shows. She had said that it was a huge, like, she felt, like, she was depressed for a while because it was so, like, she couldn't.
Well,
it was
so public, too.
It was so public. She was, one, ridiculed. Not only that, but so was, what was his name? The other attorney, the black attorney. Darren something or another. No. Anyways.
Darren Hayes?
No.
No.
they were both, well, first of all, he was seen as, what do they call that? An Uncle Tom, I think it's. So he was seen as that because he was going against his own race,
right?
Because he found, you know, he thought that he was guilty, and so there was a lot of things that were, you see that perspective, and you're like, we see, you know, because Marsha Clark was just like, he's guilty, he's guilty, he's guilty. There's no way that a jury is not going to find him guilty because there's so much evidence. I mean, this was the first time they used DNA evidence. And
this is also the first time they had, like, that I can remember as a kid, a high profile.
Oh my God, murder. Totally. This is the first
this
one.
This is the starting of all these high profile murder cases.
And so he was tried in the public before he even got to, you know, into court. So he was already found innocent because he was black, he was a rich athlete, and there was no way in hell that he would have done that to a white woman.
But he's been beating the shit out of her for months.
Exactly.
Years.
Exactly. But no, but and then not only that, but then you have Judge Leto, who was trying to become a star.
You know what? Who should have been on that trial? Judge Judy.
Oh.
She would have handled that in about 15 minutes.
And so it was really sad because, you know, like, you had all, you know, you had all this evidence against him, and there was no way in hell that they shouldn't have found him guilty, and, you know, or not guilty. And they did. They were like, he's not guilty. And it's like, for example, the glove didn't fit or whatever. Like, you have a man that has arthritis. How do you, there's no way that would ever work. Like, even now, that would never work, because the other side could oppose and say, you know, arthritis, there's a difference of, you know. And so there was just a lot of stuff that was coming out. And I think now that you watch the show, you kind of realize, you're like, God, I mean, it's fucked up. These two people were murdered. And the other thing too, it's like, when you hear the depths that he went to murder them, It's gruesome. I mean, her head was almost decapitated. I mean, I don't know if you've ever, like, read on all that stuff. And I've read on stuff like that through, like, reading other, like, crime things or whatever. It takes, like, forensic scientists say, like, it's a lot of force to try to cut that. So if you get that far, you are very strong, or you were intently trying to do that.
When I was reading the article about the show, that's you know,
of course they quoted Kim Kardashian,
and she's like, this is what she said, is, oh, it's sad because their children have to go through this whole thing again.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's estranged from his children, I think.
What I heard was, I'm sorry you have to go through this again, but I'm rich shit now, so I'm glad it happened.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny how that all sort of, because I mean, I don't think at that time, well, they weren't popular at all, you know, they were just a normal family that was rich or whatever, because of Rob Kardashian, which was their father. But it's really interesting to see then and now, like Faye Resnick, who was one of her best friends, and so was Kris Jenner. Mm-hmm. Like, they're completely different now from when they were then. You know, obviously we know Kris Jenner to be the mom mogul or whatever, and then Faye Resnick is on Beverly Hills, like Beverly Housewives, and you're just kind of like, yeah, I mean, but you see that and you're like, God, this is kind of where it started.
Yeah,
it's like they were,
it's like they're thrust into that reality. It's like the beginning of like super reality, like you're rich so you get whatever you want.
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
Kris
it's
Jenner. I fucking hate her.
I know. I don't like her either.
I
hear her speak. I hear her speak, and you know, I struggle with that. And you know, because we've had this conversation before. Like, look, if she wanted to pimp out her family, if I had the luxury to pimp out my family, every one motherfucker would be pimped. Because if that's gonna make me money, I'm and a lot of it, and that money, great. But like, I also understand. Right.
How much money in your lifetime do you need?
Yeah, I mean, here's the question I think I have, and it's a valid question. Are you so desperate
that you made your husband turn into a female so you can make more money?
She can take that motherfucker back.
Oh, he's what, Ted Cruz fan or a Mark Rubio?
No, Ted Cruz.
Booger eater.
Yeah. I saw that. And the worst part is I saw it in slow-mo.
He was like, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Gross.
So now we're going to get into politics. We're going to talk about politics because there's a fucked up situation going on right now in the United States.
Well,
and it's real embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing, honey. It's scary is what it is. I tell my friend Jay, because he is convinced that there's no way in hell.
Jay Inglevue?
Inglevue, yeah. He is convinced that there's no way in hell.
He better go vote.
Of course he will. That you know, Hillary Clinton is not going to win. And I'm telling you right now that you better hope and pray and go light some candles, and you better wish that, because the way it's going right now, Donald Trump may not have as many delegates as she does, but he is in the lead from all of them. From the last time I saw, which was Thursday, he was at least 100 over the other two fucking morons they have going.
Oh my God, that whole...
And I'm telling you, and right then, now, like, Mitt Romney came out. Have you watched any of his debate videos?
Yeah, you're a loser. I have nice hands. My penis size, there's no problem.
Like, there is no way in hell. I'm gonna say right now, if he is elected president, we are going to go to World War III. I'm not even joking. Like, that's where we're gonna head. Because no world leader is going to take him seriously. And I continue to love how he sits there and says, I'm one of the great businessmen. Bitch, look at your history. You file more bankruptcy than any fucking business, any one name ever.
Ever.
Trump University? No, thank you. File bankruptcy.
That's what Mitt Romney said. Mitt Romney said, Donald Trump as president is about as useless as a degree from Trump University.
But you know what, though? But see, here's the problem, is that you're just solidifying how fucking crazy your party is. And by you coming out making statements like that to defame him is only adding fire.
Yeah, but they all hate him. Like, they don't all have any part of him.
So they're saying that. So what I hear is that what they're saying is that there's rumors going around that the Republican Party is actually not going to nominate him as a candidate, even though he has the most delegates. And
I don't think that's how it works, though, because
no, they can, because there's not one that's decided yet. Not one of them are decided.
I know, but I think during their primaries, that's how they decide who goes.
Right. But they don't have to go that way. According to what I understand, I don't know if that.
I think there's a process. I don't think it's just we know you've been super popular, but we're not going to go with you. I don't think it's how it
works. Hey, girl, thank you for wasting your time.
Thanks for showing up. Here's your free ticket.
Right. Here's your shirt.
Thanks for the shit show.
It was much appreciated, but you caused a lot of damage. We're going to go ahead and go with the other fucking crazy.
Right. Ugh. I would think, I don't know too much about Mark Rubio. I know Ted Cruz is crazy.
And they're all batshit crazy. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I were to be a Republican.
Mark Rubio's kind of
cute. Gross, girl. We're not leading with
Somebody
that.
Somebody said that he was on Facebook. They had a meme and it was Zach Morris and AC Slater. And then together it was Mark Rubio.
That's about right. Although Mark Rubio, AC Slater, Mario Lopez is Mexican, not Cuban.
What else?
it's
all the same.
It's not. I don't know which one out of the three I had to pick if I had to pick one.
I would not vote
for anybody.
I'm like, you know what? I'm actually going to go to move to North Korea.
No, I think I would actually vote. I would probably go, you know what, for this fucking time, I think I'm just going to vote Democratic because I don't want any of these fools.
Out of those three, fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, I would kill Trump for sure. Oh. I would fuck Cruz just to get it over with and marry Mark Rubio.
Right, that sounds better.
You know what though, the funny thing is
I'm Mario Rubio.
The funny thing is that they're all of them are opposed. Well, Donald Trump isn't opposed to this is a funny thing because he's opposed to gay marriage, but he's for gay rights, which is so weird. So anyway, so did you hear Oscar De La Hoya, the boxer, came out and said that he knows Trump very well and he's very good friends with him, and what he thinks is true is that he's running for the presidency so that way Hillary Clinton can get into office. That it's all a ruse. Like that's the reason why he's running, is so that people will vote for Hillary and she ends up taking the office. And I'm like,
I think that's illegal.
Well,
that seems kind of illegal.
But no, no one would know. I mean, how would anyone
there's
know?
There's no way anyone could hide that. Have you seen House of Cards?
No, they hide you.
You disappear. Have you started season four yet?
I started the first episode, but I wasn't paying attention because I was making a card. And
why?
Not making a card, but just doing an envelope.
Does Kevin Spacey make me so horny?
Ew.
I love him.
No.
He's just so like
powerful.
In the show, especially when he's like around his security, like one of the guys, you just know there's like sexual tension between the two.
So I thought that he was gonna fuck the guy that was it asked him to go into the room, and he's like, "Can you keep me company?"
Yeah.
Because didn't they fuck before with his wife?
Later on, though. Well, you haven't. We watched four episodes last night.
Oh, see, I haven't. I only watched. I started watching the second episode, and I couldn't. I was starting to get tired, and I couldn't get into it, and I was having an issue with my toe.
Yeah.
So yeah,
because it was in somebody's butthole.
It was starting to come out like that. But I don't know. I'm really here's the thing with Hillary and Bernie. I'm nervous about them. I'm nervous about Bernie because I feel like he has too many ideas that are too like idealistic. Like that I want
could never happen
that are going to be impossible to make happen. And the other on the flip side, I love that he is willing to at least put forth the effort to try to make those things, and that he has been in office. In a public office for so long. So he has that ability to actually know what the fuck he's talking about. The problem that I find with him is that it's kind of like when Barack Obama first ran, you were kind of like, how the fuck are you going to do that? Like, really?
I still don't really know too much about Bernie Sanders, only because I haven't researched him too much, but I kind of feel like I'm just going to vote for Hillary. I did the first time she was in the primary.
So did I. Yeah. I did too. And I did when she was running against Barack, and cause you know, when Barack was running the very first time, I was for Hillary. Because I thought the same thing of him. Like I thought he was just too idealistic. I'm like, there's no, like he's not idealistic in the sense of like, I just thought he was in fantasy land. Like I love like your ideas.
Trump's in fantasy land.
Well, no, we're going to build a wall. Is crazy land.
We're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for
it. Oh, no, no. But did you see the two black girls? Like, there he go. He going to build a wall. He going to build a wall taller. He going
wait, let's
he going to make this country. Wait, he going to make this country real good.
Yeah.
Why do you need a hype woman?
Actors. They have to be fucking actors.
I love that Ader was like.
My coworkers are like,
I love that Tito was like, well, if they were actors and they got paid a lot of money, I would sure like to be out of debt. I'm like, you know, if he kind of paid me a cool $2 million, I would totally do it.
Let's do what if he was gonna give us $2 million each, this is what we'd say. All right, you want me to be the lead person or do you want to be the second
matter.
The
whatever
up, the up lady?
Doesn't matter, go on ahead.
Y'all remember that wall in Germany?
That wall in Germany.
It went tumbling down.
Tumble off for you. I'll tumble for you.
And guess what?
What?
Mexico?
What about them?
Mexico?
Mexico?
Jalapenos?
Jalapeno.
Ain't gonna get over this wall.
They ain't coming over.
Because you know what?
What?
It's gonna be built to God.
God.
God. And you know who
can
that
I get
is?
Up there? Who is he?
Trump.
Woohoo! That's literally what it sounded like. But there was a lot of like tapping of weaves and
oh yeah,
it was those ladies literally solidified the foolishness and the tomfoolery that was going on that stage.
And Donald Trump, I know you guys he was can't doing see this, but he was going
right, and he was doing that whole fucking finger pointing thing
is
that
like
he does.
The king of duck.
Oh
lips.
My god, that's it.
He's like the king of duck lips.
Who does that cowboy with the fingers like you're five?
And Sarah Palin. Pew, pew.
That fucking crazy bitch.
She was there too at a Trump thing. And she was like, kill all of ISIS. And all like.
Oh, no, no. I mean, she resigned her support for Trump.
Oh, she has?
Yeah. Do you remember how she got up on there and then tried to blame Obama for which
her
which
son's depression right, and war PTSD? And he didn't even go to war.
Wait, I love the fact that everyone on Facebook has this long-running joke that anything that happens, it's Obama's fault.
Right. Thanks, Obama.
Right, right. The economy is really great. Thanks, Obama.
Gas is $1.35 a gallon.
Thanks Obama. So then she gets up there and tries to create the same vibe with that thanks, Obama. Like, you fucking bitch. How dare you blame your fucking loser son who didn't even fight in war that it's Obama's fault he's got
but
PTSD.
She said she never said that.
No.
She never said
it. Right, because she didn't. It wasn't even implied.
I never said that. I was in Alaska looking at Russia from my house.
She's like, you know, it's just like the media. They tell you one thing and they come
it's
out
the
with
liberal
another.
Media. Always the liberal media.
Always.
Always.
Right, because Fox is just holding tight onto the realness.
Right.
Just. Look, here, if we have one piece of advice, hopefully none of you are Republican. And if you are, I hope you vote for neither of those idiots. I will, you know, and this is the one thing that I find really sad, is that if there actually was a candidate in the Republican Party who actually had their shit together, who actually had a good plan, you know, that would...
Is there one, though?
I think
ever?
It's... Ever? Well, you know what I mean. One that is at least viable or that has ran some sort of office with at least...
I mean, why do they make Mitt Romney look like the cool dude?
I know. They make him look not crazy.
Right.
And it actually makes me kind of like appreciate the fact that, you know, like the previous candidates from like that, you know, what was his name that ran against Obama last year? Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And then the one before, not Ross Perot.
He's in every one of them though.
Yeah, he has.
I mean,
been,
he's in
yeah.
every.
I think all Republicans that are even anywhere legit to the fact that could actually run the fucking country are like, we're not touching that shit with a 10-foot pole. But right. You know, that's embarrassing. That's the one thing that I find that is the most embarrassing. It's for those legit Republican people who actually do want something that's viable to run this country
and not fucking crazy.
And they have this to consider voting for.
This is the thing about Republicans. They need to stop going against social issues. The world changes.
But you know what? You know, here's another thing that I kind of think based on what you just like that. It's here's what I don't understand is why is it that I understand that people work, that some people who have lots of money work extremely hard and make a lot of money. Okay, I get that. You work hard, that's your money. Fine. But what I don't understand is, why is it so hard for those people to try to help other? Why is it such an issue if you help your fellow man?
If you make $200 million a year and you make $28 million in interest in a bank account, that fucking money should go somewhere. I'm sorry.
Yeah, send it somewhere. I mean, I guess that's a struggle with people, that sometimes people can't wrap around.
Can have so much money in your lifetime.
Well, and that's the thing, is that, like, I think that's the reason why we do have social issues and things like that, because people are greedy. Like, yeah, do I need $28 million in interest when I've already had $800 million, or I'm that $800 million rich? No. I would put it to good use, but that's me, right? Like, I'd make sure that people were being taken care of and whatnot. But it's such an issue for a lot of Republicans.
Well, just accept the poor. Abortions are going to happen. Welfare is going to happen. You know, immigrants coming to this country illegally will happen. Mm-hmm. It happens all around the
world.
And it's
not just Mexicans. And
Americans,
and
it's not, go to just other Latinos, countries and do the same thing. So
that's the other thing that pisses me off, is why is it that every time immigration issues come up, it's always Mexican people that get to blame?
Did you see the Mexican lady that was for Donald Trump and she was like screaming?
I'm embarrassed when any woman is seen at a Republican party. Oh, I'm sorry. You want your vagina locked up and the key thrown away? Go on ahead.
But have a man open it up for you anytime you want.
And have a man open it up for you anytime you want, and you just have babies all the time.
Right.
Okay, go on ahead. You are a disgrace to humans. So, you are a disgrace to women. That's what you are.
Until that happens, when they're accepting that gay people are in life, you're going to have to accept it. Move on from that issue and make it what you really want to make it about, is money, pretty much. Is right. What they want to make it about. But also the same kind of thing with, like, churches and religion. The reason they're still around is because they had to adapt to what is happening in life.
But
it had to happen, or they would not be in existence.
Yeah.
So just like, you know, early or late 1800s, early 1900s, you let black people come into your church because, you know what? Black people are allowed to do anything they want to. Of course it wasn't that easy, right? But I'm saying it was a law. You have to accept it.
Yeah.
People accepted it.
Move on.
All these people go to different churches or whatever. It's the same kind of thing. You have to be able to evolve with what's happening in the world to go further.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's just the Republican Party is not, they're not built that way. You know what I mean? They're not built that way. They are built on, we're going to continue to get richer and we're going to continue to keep the poor poor. And they don't see, because see, this is I have slowly started to realize that the Republican Party seems to want to keep the poor poor and the rich richer, right? That's their kind of, it's their ideology, if you will. I mean, at a very simple form, you know, let's make businesses have a lot of money, but let's continue to pay
for it.
But, right. Make people pay for it. Continue to keep the middle class down and the poor people down. Right. But the problem with that is that there's those people who can't access, because a lot of people were saying on Facebook, I've read, which is, I think, is such a poor excuse for anyone to say, is, well, we're all afforded the same rights and the same opportunities. No, we're not. We're not. And you know what? And the fact of the matter is that, you know, yes, for example, you know, I hate to say this, but for example, white people have a little bit more of an advantage just because they are white versus someone of color. And no, just because we all are in the same poor state, let's say, for example,
doesn't mean we're all treated the same.
We're not all treated the same, right? Not only that, but a black or a Latino or even an Asian, let's just say, they don't have the opportunity to go to school, let's say, like a white person does. So yes, we may all have that option, but none of us, but it's not the same. We don't get treated the same. So for you to say that we all afforded the same opportunity, sure, but that doesn't mean that we all have the opportunity to take up that opportunity. So it really irks me when Republicans say that we are all afforded the same opportunity. We could all get up and go and get a job. No, we can't.
Get a job in Chicago at any type of restaurant and try to live here with one
exactly.
job.
Exactly. I mean, it's just not possible. And it makes me so mad that people, that the Republicans continue to think this way. Their ideology is so outdated because they don't think about social issues and they don't realize that social issues are what's important to this country. It is what's going to continue to make this country thrive. And if you have someone like Trump get an office, it's everyone's going to go apeshit. But you know what? I'm saying this as just as a joke, but I would actually really be, I would love to see him try to build that fucking wall. And then send that bill to Mexico.
First of all, no one does walls anymore.
Right.
Who's had a wall?
Right. Who are we, I mean, in Berlin? No.
No, it's not there anymore.
And right. Well, the Great Wall's there. Like, it's in part in
the Great Wall
parts.
Of China is still there because it's like fucking historic and it's a right, it's become world like a, wonder.
Yeah. It's become now a monument.
And you can see it from space. So
right.
No one builds walls anymore.
It's stupid and it's embarrassing as a country. Like right now, so I am kind of embarrassed to be an American because of the shit that's going on. Because no one's going
to
take
it
serious.
And I'm embarrassed to be an American where at least I know I might be free in January.
You know, it's
oh my
also
God,
scary.
What if he makes us go down there and build the wall for free? Because Mexico ain't paying. They're like,
well, ain't paying.
The president was like, you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody paying that.
I mean, it's if anything, and also, go out and vote.
Some
and
parts already
be
have
smart
a wall.
About what, be smart about what you're vote. Who are you voting for? Learn, even if it's just a little bit. Like, really, 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 I hope that even if we have Republican listeners, which I hope, I'm sure we probably don't, but if we do, please, 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 please.
If you love Foul Monkeys and you want us to keep going, you will vote for Hillary Clinton
or Bernie Sanders. Because at this point, either of those two look way
but,
hell of a lot better than...
Don't say, this is what I can't stand. I don't like either party. I'm not voting.
No, that's me? Not... Like, you can't do that. Like, even if you vote for an independent, that's not even... Like, it's not in the media or whatever. Like, that's fine. But you don't sit there and exercise your... Don't not exercise your use of voting. Because there are people who can't do that. And there are people in countries like Iran and
there's
Iraq.
There's people here in this country that are fighting to vote and they won't let them.
And they won't let them. And that's insane because we have that right. Mm-hmm. Like, so if anything, do a little research, take at least 5 or 10 minutes and read up on your candidates and make a sound decision because it is important. It is very important. If not only just for this election, especially for this election, but for any election. Make sure that you read up on your candidates because it really, even though I used to be a believer, like it didn't matter because of the delegates and all the process, like, you know, it all kind of muddles down, right? Mm-hmm. The electoral college or whatever, like it all gets kind of muddy at that point. But when you start having these kinds of issues where you see candidates going kind of funky, like you need to understand that yes, your vote does matter. Now, if you're in a state where typically it votes Democratic, well, maybe it doesn't necessarily matter at that point.
Still go.
But you still should go and vote because, yes, it does matter. And, I mean.
So we got some, a feedback from the website. We're going to, let's see, we're at, oh my God, what time are we at? We're at 50 minutes. So
15?
50. Like, yeah. 15.
Yeah.
We got a message from, let me lower this a little bit so I can bend down.
Oh.
Read this message.
Read this.
We got this from the website, which is pretty awesome because we don't really advertise the website too much, but.
Not anymore.
This is from Willie So Silly. It says, my dear boys, mm-hmm. I've been listening for quite some time, but I just want to let you know that I've been laid up in bed, not in a good way. I had to have surgery. And every so often, my friends come over to help me clean my apartment or whatnot. Well, I had one of your shows on and my friend... Someone's calling us.
Answer it.
I don't know if they'll be able to hear us. It has to be off on your computer.
Oh. Well, by the
time you signed in?
No.
No more.
Sorry. Hopefully they'll leave us a message.
Yeah. So, well, I had one of your shows, and my friend and I were blowing lines at my kitchen table. Oh, pause one moment, please.
Maybe that's who was calling.
No, that was the Foul Monkeys. Okay, we're back. Apparently, we were having a phone call. We were having the doorbells ringing. You know, Roger had to go poop. So,
No, that didn't happen.
So I'm going to start this email.
Actually, again. I'm sitting in the toilet right now.
Oh, yeah.
The microphone.
You're calling in. No, you're calling in.
The microphone stretches from all that.
So I'm going to restart this email again because, you know, the power of podcasting, you know, 10 minutes have gone by since we've read this. So, do I need to start over? I'll just
fucking read it.
My dear boys, I've been listening for quite some time, but I just wanted to let you know that I've been laid up in bed, not in a good way. I had to have surgery. And every so often, my friends come over to help me clean my apartment or whatnot. Well, I had one of your shows on, and my friend Brian and I were blowing lines at my kitchen table, and he absolutely fell in love with y'all. He said, I like them. I could listen to them nonstop. I think what got him when you said Hobby Lobby is the Chick-fil-A of craft stores. We laughed and laughed and laughed.
That's because you were high.
Well, he's become a listener now and will continue to spread the word of Foul Monkeys as ferociously as I've spread the herp.
Oh.
Love you guys. Lurker Willie So Silly. Well, thank you very much, Lurker Willie.
So silly.
So silly. Oh, my God.
I'd like to know, one, what he does for a job. Because, I mean, you know it's expensive to buy a Coke.
Oh,
I'm sorry, blow.
Blow. And also, thank you for getting us a new listener. Hopefully, the new listener listens to this show and they'll contact us.
Right, right. That would be amazing. Also, I'd like to know what you're doing. Why are you blowing coke off your kitchen table lines in like the middle of the day? Like,
well, because he's so rich. That's what rich people do.
Or maybe he's really poor. What if he's a crackhead? That'd be like our first crackhead stop. Listener.
That's not nice.
No. Well, shit. Okay. I don't know where you went with that, but
crackheads. We don't talk about crackheads. But we will talk about cokeheads. No, I'm just kidding. Should we have
thank you for listening.
We have three calls, which is crazy.
Oh, that's more than, that's more than we've ever had in
a are we gonna what else are we gonna talk about, or should we just continue the show? We're almost at an hour.
All right, it's up to you. I don't care. You make the decision. It's your birthday.
It's my birthday. I'm gonna party like it's my birthday. Oh, 50 Cent, remember him?
Oh.
Okay, we'll play the phone calls. You're gonna play them?
No. I guess.
Well, as Roger gets his phone ready, girl is packed up. He's like, ready, let's go.
Oh, I need to get
Are you going somewhere? Are you coming to dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going somewhere before you go there? No. Or are you just staying here?
I'm just gonna hang out.
Oh, we're busy.
Okay.
Crafting, so you can't stay here. No, wait, do I have the thing in my house? In
yes,
my car?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No,
girl,
I'm just kidding.
She's just retarded today.
You know what? Let's just record a different show.
Okay.
All right, so we're gonna go. This is Ricky.
And this is
Roger has to get his shit ready.
What was I?
Oh no. You were I was Ricky and you were slow?
No.
Retarded.
We don't say that.
No, we don't say the R word. We could say the T word.
Remix.
No.
Rewind.
Repeat.
Oh damn.
Repeat.
Bacon.
So, are you gonna sing "Happy Birthday" to me, like in your professional singing voice?
I just did.
I need to hear it at the end too.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
I want to. Wait, really? You just sing it to me?
At the beginning, I started singing and you interrupted me.
I don't, of course.
I guess.
Do it Marilyn Monroe.
No.
But professional, like singing.
No.
to you.
All right. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
That was the wrong key. Happy birthday to you. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah. Happy birthday, dear Ricky.
Belt it out.
No, that's the end. Happy birthday.
Lord Jesus, bring it. Bring it, Jesus. Bring it, Lord Jesus.
You.
You.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com. or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/Foul Monkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton. Or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, left at yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.